The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. This Sunday is a Pentecost Sunday, a season of harvest, the season of implementation and season of empowerment from the Holy Spirit is here and now. I strongly recommend that you watch our last two Wednesday services and last Sunday service so that you can catch up, okay? We're talking about Christians, born-again believers, are both appointed by God as kings and priests, okay? All of us, okay? Not just the five offices. Those who are called in the transfer of wealth and influence, in which is a major part of this upcoming move of God. It is time for the people of God to be delivered from limitations imposed by men and some wicked religious leaders who applied and taught religiosity instead of empowerment and deliverance. Let us implement the ways of God and the will of God for United States of America. And if you're living outside of U.S., for your country, and for his people all over the world. This is the plan of God, and the calling and or position of every born-again Christian or believer, that they are called to be kings and priests. Okay? You really need to go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can watch previous services and training. Or find us on YouTube under SOGMI, S-O-G-M-I, or Prophetic Voice of Our Time. While you are at it, please subscribe and leave a positive comment and share it with your loved ones and friends to help us spread the gospel. Okay. In the book of Exodus, God delivered the nation of Israel from slavery from the Egyptians. Before the Pharaoh let them go, God defeated and challenged many, if not all, of the Egyptian gods. And the nation of Israel came out with gold, silver, and clothing from the Egyptians. Okay? Not only they got delivered from slavery, they were free, they also came out with gold and silver and clothing. They were guided by the angel of the Lord. And while they travel at daytime, they were covered by clouds by day, and fire by night. They were provided a different kinds of food that they never eaten before, a manna from heaven, and some meat and water. And they were protected, guided, and provided supernaturally. Keep that in mind, okay? Now, in our present days, the people of God have been limited, controlled, and remained powerless, no anointing, because of traditions of men, doctrines of men, and doctrines of demons. Now, in the name of Jesus, it is time for God's people. It is time for Satan and all this religiosity to let go of God's people from captivity. And those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, those who have been praying and crying out to the Lord for relief, they will be used mightily, and they're going to serve him and move in power like the disciples in the book of Acts, and greater work that they will do. For so long, God's people are in captivity. We had lots of ministries that are actually daycare centers. People will come, give their money, and there will be programs. They'll be entertained, and they'll make them feel good. No discipleship, no discipline. And many ministries and ministers operate under the law of Moses. And when it suits them, they add the teachings of Jesus were under the new covenant, but it only applies to them and what is good for them. Please read the entire chapter of the book of Hebrews chapter 7. And this coincides on who we are in Christ Jesus. In Psalm 110 verse 4, Psalm 110 verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. This is also in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 10, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Who? Jesus is our high priest. Okay? So Jesus is a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek, and Melchizedek, according to the book of Genesis, he is both a priest and a king, okay? And Melchizedek has no genealogy, no past, and he was the king of Salem. Remember this. Jesus was appointed by God in Psalm 110 verse 4 that he is a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. That is why it is important, it is crucial for Jesus to die on the cross for us to become the sin. And when we receive him, we get born again, born of the Spirit. Our past has gone and everything is made new. We do not have any genealogy. Everything was made new. And Jesus commanded us not to call anyone here on earth Father, because we have only one Father and he is in heaven. Because we're born again, we didn't have any more genealogy. And so we cannot and we should not operate under the Levitical priesthood, which is under the law, but we need to operate as a priest in the order of Melchizedek because of Jesus, who is our high priest, okay? And once we got born again, we were all given a measure of faith. We became joint heirs with Christ Jesus and a member of the household of God. And again, in Galatians chapter 3, now that we're born again, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slaves nor free, male nor female, but we are one in Christ Jesus. There was no replacement theory here, and no, and everybody has equal opportunity. Everybody that is born again is loved by God and are destined for greatness. All of us, male nor female, young and old, slave nor free. Okay. The restrictions or prohibiting women to preach or teach is a part of the old law and the Levitical priesthood, and not the priesthood in the order of Melchizedek. Because in those days, under the law of Moses, women are not allowed to study the Word of God under that priesthood. And men or fathers are the one that is supposed to teach their sons, but not their daughters. And the mothers cannot teach their sons, okay? That is the responsibility of a father, okay? That is under the law. And at the same time, you cannot be a high priest or a pastor, not unless you are from the tribe of Levi. So most pastors, majority of the pastors in our days, do not belong in that tribe. So if you follow the law, they're not allowed to become priests either. Not in the leadership position. They can serve in the temple. They can be teachers of the law, but they cannot be in the ultimate, like a chief priest or a high priest. Well, once we got born again, Jesus is from the tribe of Judah, okay? And he was designated or assigned by God the Father as a priest in the order of Melchizedek. And he operated that way. And even the 120 at the upper room in Jerusalem at the Pentecost, they They started, once they got baptized by the Holy Spirit, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit, they started operating under the priesthood of Melchizedek. Keep that in mind. That is why the Levites in those times, they wanted to kill them. They wanted to stop them. They did everything in their power to stop them. But just like this coming move of God, it cannot be stopped. Okay? Just like in the book of Acts. So, under the law, you did not follow one law, you break them all. So we cannot even operate under the Levitical priesthood, but it is being imposed upon many of those in the body of Christ by many ministries and ministers because it is suited for them. Okay? No. Under the priesthood in the order of Melchizedek, we're supposed to make disciples of all nations and teach them and remind them everything that Jesus commands us so that they will be empowered like us. And if possible, they will do greater things than we do because we shared with them the revelation that we received. Okay? Now, under the priesthood in the order of Melchizedek, we do not lord over anybody. And our high or chief priest is our Lord Jesus Christ. If you noticed, Jesus said that your tradition, he was talking about the Levites and the teachers of law, makes the word of God of no effect. If you noticed that in the Bible, even in Jesus' time, the priest or the Levites seldom, if not at all, were used by God in the miraculous. So do you still wonder why the church in our days do not have the power to heal or deliver? Only a few. And in those times, during Jesus' times and before Jesus, the Old Testament, before and under the law of Moses, God used prophets. They prophesied about the Messiah, the end times, the coming king, and God used or appointed both men and women in the miraculous as prophets to rule nations. Priests in those times, or the Levites, are subject to the authority of kings, but not prophets. Come on now, I know you know the Bible. Let us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just reminding you on what you already know. Okay? Under the new covenant, in which both Jews nor Greek, male nor female, if we preach the gospel of good news and teach God's people about the kingdom of God, Jesus will work with us with signs following. That is the last, that's the last of Mark chapter 16. That's the last verse. And any believer, Mark chapter 16, can lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. They will speak in other tongues. They will cast out demons and they can even what? Take deadly poison and it will not harm them. In our days, unfortunately, there are more so-called Christians that are controlled by demonic activities or even possessed by the devil. They are greater in number than those who are anointed to cast out demons. Ever wonder about that? There are many Christians who need to get delivered from demonic activities and demonic influence than Christians who are laying hands on the sick and casting out demons. You need to ponder this. This has been nagging at me all these years ever since I entered the ministry. Okay? Isn't that shocking to face the fact that there are more Christians that needs deliverance than those who deliver God's people from their captivity in the name of Jesus? Why? We do not operate on the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we are not under the law, but we are under grace, and we operate under the law of love. Okay? And many Christians, they develop their own rules and regulations and their own doctrines. And many pick and choose. And the result is the body of Christ is not maturing, only few. Praise the Lord, not this time. God is going to move upon the face of the earth and deliver his people from religiosity, from greed, from malice, and from controlling leaders. He will use both men and women, young and old, whose hands are clean and whose hearts are after God's own heart. And the transfer of wealth and influence will manifest in our lifetime. The body of Christ will mature as they focus in obeying, trusting, and believing our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing that needs to be destroyed in the body of Christ is jealousy, competition, malice. Okay? Those are characteristics of immature. If you are in competition with others, or if you wanted to lord over, or if you wanted to be the head or the most anointed one, you don't know God at all. Because once you know and you walk in the love of God, your heart is full of love that you want to share him. You want to represent him. You want to tell everybody the good news. Just as much as God loves you, you want to share that love to everybody, whomsoever was going to listen. So now we are focused in growing the ministry so that we'll get more money in tithes and offerings, and we are not really training and discipling the congregation for them to mature. So this is going to change now, drastically, and almost in a blink of an eye. It already started. God is going to move mightily. And other ministers or leaders that say, oh, I operate the ministry like a business. Yes, business practices of the world. But you know what? The people, the children of the world knows how to operate in their system than the children of the light. We're actually operating as a business, but we are far worse instead of doing business God's way, instead of implementing God's ways of doing things. Let me give you an example. Some leaders, I hope they stop now. They ask people for sacrificial giving in order for them to have a new vehicle or expand their building or purchase or pay the bills, okay? And they will announce that you have to give a sacrificial giving or else we're going to close. And the people respond, and the following week, it's happened all over again. And most of the time, the need is getting greater and greater and greater. If you are operating the ministry as a business, and as an example, if you have a business and you're not getting any sales, nobody is contracting you for your services, and then you advertise for people to come and buy your stuff or secure your services, or else you'll go bankrupt and the business will close. Or could you please invest and buy shares or stocks of my business so that I will have operating capital, or else it will close? Nobody will come or buy your shares. Because why? You buy a products that you need and you like and perform and services. No, instead, people will come to hunt for bargains when they see a sign going out of business sale. Only in the ministry that we beg people to give and invest and pay us money or else we're going to close. Okay. Second example. I know, but I'm just wanting to point out to you what is obvious in the body of Christ, and we never stop to ask, why is this happening? This is not from God. All good things come from God, okay? Ministries that are selling anointing oil or handkerchief that they prayed for, that they are selling, they say, at a minimum price for the salvation of your loved ones, for their deliverance or healing, okay? They will ask you to pay for that anointing oil or handkerchief or tuck in a love offering, the best that you, or the most that you can give. Then you buy that, you receive the oil. Your loved ones did not get saved. Your sick child was not healed. In other words, those anointing oil that they sell or handkerchief, they didn't work. How come you did not ask for a refund? You know, I order some stuff from grocery stores, from shopping, from Amazon. If I change my mind on the product, or if I don't like it, or it didn't work for me, I will send it back and they'll give me a refund. Only amongst Christians. Because why? Because we feel entitled just because we're Christians. We cannot compete with the world because we do not operate in excellency. We make disciples of beggars and preachers who didn't walk the walk. Or we push our loved ones to the front lines and give them an excellent position. And it's not working. Okay? It is so sad how we, especially leaders, can face Jesus on that judgment day. Are we going to tell him that, no, your words and your promises did not work? This got to stop, body of Christ. And now is the time, and the time has come. Faithful men and women of God will break away and be free from this captivity that kept God's people immature, poor, sick, and no influence at all. Many will rise up from the ranks and will be influential in every sector of society. The Holy Spirit is now moving and empowering these people, and they are receiving the summon in a supernatural manner, and they will fall in ranks. The Holy Spirit will continue to draw the people that are hungry and are searching for the manifestation of the kingdom of God here on earth. God is faithful. And I pray that you will change. You will have a change of hearts, and you turn around towards righteousness and run towards God and say, here I am, Lord, use me, clean me up, and do your part. We cannot stop this. I don't care whether you believe it or not. It is coming, body of Christ. It is here and now. The resources are here. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.